USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a joint appearance with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, President Trump strongly condemned the deadly rocket attack on a residential community just north of Tel Aviv. The president blamed Hamas for the rocket attack that came from Gaza and says the United States and our commitment to Israel remain strong.
Under my administration, the unbreakable alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger.
Democrats are still not ready to move on, even after Attorney General William Barr released the principal conclusions from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's completed probe, which show that President Trump did not work with Russia to sway the 2016 presidential election. New York Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler says until the full report is out, no conclusions can be made.
We have to see the Mueller report. We have to see all the evidence behind it. I certainly don't trust Attorney General Barr's summary of it.
USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee wants to scrutinize the FBI and Justice Department now that the Mueller-Russia probe is over.
What happens next is that I have been talking since 2017, the end of 2017, about the other side of the story.
Talking today on Capitol Hill, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says there are numerous questions about the handling of Hillary Clinton's email investigation and the early stages of the Russia investigation as well.
What makes no sense to me is all the abuse by the Department of Justice and the FBI, the unprofessional conduct, the shady behavior.
The stranded Norway cruise ship is back to port after losing power in the Norwegian Sea. Passenger and California resident Gina explains to NBC News what the rescue operation was like.
Next thing you know, you're jerked off the deck and we're out here and the helicopter's over there because the wind's blowing like crazy.
Other passengers on the ship said they were expecting the worst. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
You might say some passengers aboard a British Airways plane experienced a tale of three cities, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The Monday flight seemed to go perfectly well until passengers realized their jet had landed in both the wrong city and the wrong nation. The British Airways flight from London City Airport was supposed to be heading to Dusseldorf, Germany. It ended up in Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. The airline says the problem began when an incorrect flight plan was filed by WDL Aviation, which operated the flight on behalf of British Airways. The pilot followed the flight plan for Edinburgh, and the air traffic control officials were following the same plan and saw nothing amiss. The company says it was trying to determine the cause of the obviously unfortunate mix-up. The flight was refueled and set off again. This time it went to Dusseldorf. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
So far, no one has gotten sick, but people are throwing away their avocados. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains why.
An avocado recall after possible listeria contamination. Henry Avocado, a Southern California grower and distributor, says the recall involves conventional and organic avocados grown and packed in California.
The avocados in question are distributed and sold in bulk in stores in Arizona, California, Florida, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.